Do we really need another computer? One that's faster, more powerful? Not everyone does. But to reinvent music using a neural processor, work off the grid with all-day battery, or bring your vision to life with AI-powered Co-Creator, then a Copilot Plus PC can make a difference. A powerful AI computer's not for everyone. But if you're trying to change the world, even if just your own, we built one for you. Microsoft Copilot Plus PCs powered by Snapdragon. The fastest, most intelligent Windows PCs ever. Battery life varies with usage and settings.
Time's almost up on holiday shopping, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on holiday gifts for the kids, like arts, crafts, games, and tech. You'll have money left over for some new board games to boost the kids' confidence.
Ah, you won again.
Or that multi-voice changing megaphone so you can really spread the cheer.
Happy holidays.
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop new deals added every day.
Look, we're all human. We push pull doors, we blow on ice cream to cool it down, and sometimes we forget to check our blind spots. That's why the 2025 Hyundai Tucson Hybrid offers class-leading advanced safety features, like an available blind spot view monitor, which shows you a live video feed of your blind spots. Because the Tucson Hybrid is made for humans who are just that, human. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details.
Hey everybody, Senior Radio Buffalo is proud to present National Fitness Hall of Fame inductee and Western New York's senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness, and before I start the show today, I'd just like to say that I was honestly honored and truly humbled to be inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. So I'm definitely not a movie critic. However, today I'd like to talk about a motion picture that many of you have probably seen. It's called The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And it's about a person who actually ages in reverse. And we're going to talk about age reversal coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
WBEN First Alert forecast calls for this afternoon a wind advisory in effect from 4 p.m. this afternoon until 7 a.m. on Sunday. For this afternoon, heavy snowfall accumulating 1 to 3 inches, breezy, watch for sudden whiteouts and slippery roads, high 35. For tonight, rising temperatures with a bit of snow, sleet, and rain accumulating and coating to an inch, overcast and breezy, storm total snowfall 1 to 3 inches, roads could be slippery with a low of 32. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
Right now we have cloudy skies, 31 degrees in Buffalo.
This program has been pre-recorded.
The following program is paid for by Senior Radio. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Senior Radio or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Radio 930 WBEN or Odyssey.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is that makes you happy. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and we're back here on Senior Radio. And we're so glad that you join us from week to week. We have a lot of good information. Here's something interesting for you. The giant Pacific octopus is the largest and also the longest species of octopus alive today. Each one measures around 12 feet long and typically weighs over 50 pounds. And here's something else about the octopus. A lot of people, a lot of scientists believe that the octopus actually was like transpermia, which means it may not be native of this planet because it is so different from every other organism that we have on this planet. They believe it started somewhere else and eventually came to this planet. They are so smart. They can change their color. People think that they're like, what do they call them? Like skinwalkers, chameleon? Where you can change.
Chameleon,
yeah. So octopuses are, I don't even want to get near eating them because I think they're so intelligent, we shouldn't be eating them. And I know people will say, oh, Linda. But octopus is amazing. But the giant Pacific octopus, 12 feet long and weighs over 50 pounds. That's amazing. Richard Durwald is in studio with us, Mr. Fitness. He's also a senior consultant for Erie County Senior Services. Richard, it's great to have you here. You're an earthling.
It's one. I haven't called other things, but yes, hopefully.
I think I'm an earthling too.
Okay.
Hey, listen, you do a lot with diving into us, where we are in life, our age, and an awful lot about, you talk to people about minimizing the effects of aging.
Yes.
Which I think is, we try to do all the time. We walk, right? We have exercise. All of that is minimizing the effects of aging.
And I must say, I don't tell anybody anything I don't do myself.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you can't do that. You can't. I was asked one time, and it would have been a good career move, to support something, which I'm going to tell you, which I did not support, and it was going to be a television vignette, and I refused to do it because I says, "Well, I would never do that."
Yeah,
you know. So,
I've had people approach me on stuff. I've said, "No, I'm not doing that.
No,
I cannot be a party to that."
You can't do that.
No.
You know, I talk about minimizing the effects of aging. That's almost passé now. What's really happening is, they're working on age reversal. Now, to most people my age, that would seem like baloney. I remember one time I was reading Collier's magazine. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Collier's?
I do remember the name. I don't remember reading it, but I
remember
the name. Yeah, Collier's, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a few months older than you are. And they had an article about television. And my mother was downstairs and she was doing the wash, and I ran down. I says, "Mom, look at this. We're going to be able to see movies right in our front room." She says, "Honey, that's just foolishness." She says, and I was mad.
Yeah.
I thought, well, no one's. 5-6 years later, we had a television set.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to envision what they're working on now.
Very, very.
Very, very hard. It's way over my head. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a biochemist or anything. I'm just telling you facts that are absolutely true. And age reversal is another fact. Just very briefly, I'll give you a minute of why. As we age, there's a process called mitosis, where our cells replicate themselves. Mm-hmm. The problem is they don't replicate themselves as time goes by. They become injured. They become fractured. Ultimately, they die, and they call them senescent cells or zombie cells. If they could stop that injury process, theoretically, we could live forever.
Mm.
And we could freeze at a certain age. And that is, not only freeze to death, I mean, we would actually,
you would never look any older than that at that moment.
Yes.
Right. Interesting.
In fact, it was a book written back in the 1930s called Brave New World.
Yeah.
Where people only
George
age.
George Orwell.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they only age to a certain point. And I think they're actually working on that.
Yeah.
Now. And it's not baloney, because it's being worked on by people who have an awful, and who have made an awful lot of money. One of the people is one of the co-founders of Google.
Mm.
His name is Larry Page, and he has started a company right now. It's a lab. It's out in California. It's called Calico. Okay, right now it is the fifth largest finance company in the world.
Amazing.
Yes, yes. And I think right now the value of the company is $54 trillion. And every day they're working on age reversal, taking an older person and making them younger, and stopping younger people from aging.
Amazing.
This is absolutely incredible.
I saw something on TV where it was a study, and they were using like 10 guys, and at least two of them really felt that, you know, I mean, they were taking their vitals, and they were checking their blood, and things were improving in their body with whatever it was that they were doing with them. And they said they felt better. It was just amazing that it was actually working.
I know who those two guys are.
Yeah?
Their names are Brian Johnson and David Sinclair.
Wow.
Yes. And Johnson himself spends almost $2 million a year trying not to age.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're using a lot of these same things.
Yeah.
They're getting injections of stem cells.
Yes.
Which, and all cells would become stem cells. They're going along that line. And Sinclair, of course, he's a professor at Harvard. And they're working on things.
We watch the same things.
Yes.
You know, people think we don't even rehearse this, folks.
No,
Richard knows the two guys I'm
Maybe
talking
about.
It's amazing.
Should.
I
Maybe
know.
We should.
Imagine where we'd be. That's amazing.
It is.
That you keep
and
up
it's
on
real.
That. Yeah.
It's real. And I don't know if that offers hope because there are some ethical mm-hmm. questions. There are some moral questions. People
right.
are still, I mean, the earth now may be overcrowded. What if we could stop people from dying?
Wow. It's, that's a thought.
But
right.
it could be a domain of the rich.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Because the costs associated
sure.
with age reversal are
well,
immense.
Even the costs of medicine keep a lot of people from getting the right medicine.
Exactly.
So you can certainly see where
can
that's
Can you imagine
true.
This?
Right, right.
And the processes mm-hmm. that are involved in that. But just so you'll know, and everybody knows who Jeff Bezos is,
mm-hmm.
okay? He is invested also, heavily invested in a company that's involved in age reversal.
Huh.
Jeff Bezos is not a guy, he's definitely not a loser.
No.
He wound up, he started selling books. I think they were used books when he first started Amazon. That's all he sold. And now look at what he's done today. He's changed the entire retail market. And his big thing now is age reversal.
Wow. But you know, there's things that we do every day and could do.
Yes.
That contribute to that as well.
That for do we think alike?
Mm-hmm.
That was the next.
You don't have to be, you know, the next trillionaire. There's things we can do today.
Absolutely,
mm-hmm.
and that is kind of what I was talking about, minimizing the effects of aging. Really, I mean, I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people may not agree with this, and I could be wrong. However, I am following the lead of some people who I really respect,
mm-hmm.
and. Supplements. Even David Sinclair takes over 100 supplements a day.
Amazing.
The guy we just talked about. And Ray Kurzweil, who I've mentioned before, he invented the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
He is chief engineer at Google. Please, everybody, go to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Ray Research Kurzweil.
Mm-hmm.
150 supplements a day. I don't know what his IQ is. It's probably over 200, Linda.
Probably, yeah.
Yes. So if they're following that, this guy from Bishop Fallon High School will go ahead and follow
yeah.
that too. I do take a lot of supplements. I remember when I was young and the girl next door came having coffee with my wife and she opened up the cupboard and the woman looked up and I had all the, she says, oh, is your husband a hypochondriac? Well, I says, no. She says, well, why would he take that stuff? She says, no. We talked about vitamin B12.
Yeah.
You didn't need, we need things mm-hmm. when we get older that we didn't need 30 years ago.
Right.
And that's an absolute fact.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to know what those things are.
Right.
And we have all the means today to find out what they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fate. I'm sorry. It's not fate. We're not.
We still have freedom of choice. You can go forward and take this and understand and learn. Keep learning about what it is your body needs. If you're feeling a certain way, your body may be needing something that you're not addressing.
Your birth certificate does not have an expiration date on it.
No.
Nor does mine.
Mm-hmm.
We write that date down in most cases. There are things that happen to us
mm-hmm.
that are unavoidable. And they are going to happen. But lifestyle is a big, big factor. Less and less it's genetics. More and more it's lifestyle.
Well, you know, Richard, even if you think about the kinds of things that they're offering today, keep your memory more sharp.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That was, we didn't have anything that you could even go to even 20 years
no.
ago. Now they're advertising products. Now, whether you believe in that or not, but they do. They are addressing it.
I see it every night on
yes,
television.
Yes, exactly.
Every single, there may be, and there probably is something to that.
To it,
one
right.
of the things we need for our brain is fats.
Mm-hmm.
Fats, the thing they told us never to take
right.
in 1977.
Right.
Don't eat steak. Oh, don't eat butter. Eat margarine. What?
Oh, no.
Trans fats.
Right. Two steps away from plastic.
Exactly. Exactly.
How did the cavemen survive without fat? They wouldn't have.
They wouldn't have.
They needed it.
Exactly. Eskimos, all those different
right,
people.
Right.
I mean, it's, but we don't dispute things.
No.
We don't dispute things. There are even things in the medical profession that medical professionals do not know. And some, this is a big subject, so I'm not going to approach
mm-hmm.
it today. But there were laws passed back to 1910. And I'll just tell you this. unless the schools taught that pharmaceutical drugs were the answer to all pathologies. It wouldn't work. They closed half of the medical schools in the United States. Did you know that?
No.
Nobody knows it. I've talked to PAs about this. They don't. I don't know what you're talking about. Absolute fact. And the next time we ever get together, Linda, I would like to talk about the Flexner Report. It changed Western medicine forever.
I agree. I you know, there really is so much that has been just kind of poo-pooed, you know what I mean, swept under the table, that really would have been so good for us to know such a long time ago, that immediately, you know, no, we're not doing that, or we're doing this. And whole, you know, whole populations, generations bought into that, thinking this was a healthier way to go. And it was not.
Well,
was
logically,
not the
if you're a graduate of the Harvard Medical School, you're going to listen to him over somebody else.
Right.
Yes. It's only human, because you tend to believe that that's true.
Well, you do. And the thing is that they don't really teach that to the Harvard grad. They're not teaching, you know, nutrition. You know what I mean? Those kinds of things.
That was stricken in 1910. Did you know that?
No.
Yes. Nutrition and exercise were not healing. It had nothing to do with the person's health.
See that?
Yeah. Everybody thinks that Tesla, they all talk about the electric car and everything.
Yeah.
You know what Tesla's main focus was? Medical devices.
Oh, interesting.
Medical devices.
Wow.
And today we got the different things for the heart, the defibrillator, the pacemaker.
Right.
They're all electrical in nature.
Listen, we got to leave it there because we're out of time. You love Dick Durwalt. I just love having Richard on. Senior consultant of Erie County Senior Services, Mr. Fitness. He knows what he's talking about. And we love having him here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS Shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do, we'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you. And we talk about a lot of interesting things on this show. Leisure activities. We talk about travel, legal and financial, living options, health and wellness. And this is going to be one of those segments on health and wellness, because we have a very special guest on the line. It's Damian Nesser, who is a doctor of education. He authored a book, Bloom Where You Are. And it's basically a story of him moving back with his mom, who gets diagnosed with dementia, and her two-year journey. And he basically giving up his life just to pick up with him and his dog, move back with mom because she needed the help. So, Damien, welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Damien, you moved in with your mom. Had she been diagnosed yet?
Not quite, but she was getting there. So we actually took her to Dr. R from Rochester, a very experienced doctor who dealt with a lot of elderly who experienced dementia through the years. And we found out that his final diagnosis was that mom had vascular dementia.
And vascular dementia is one of four types of dementia. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, actually, technically speaking, there's, you know, I'm being very technical when I say this. There's actually six, but I'll focus on one part at a time.
Okay.
And the vascular dementia is a dementia that is the second most common type of dementia, and its common early signs include problem with planning, concentrating, and short-term memory loss and confusion. And that's what my mother was really starting out with, because we couldn't have normal conversations. We're on the phone. She'd cut us off. She'd swear under her breath. We'd all complain that, hey, how you doing, honey? Great. Great to hear you. What'd you do today, mom? Nothing much. Watching TV. Got the mail, because she could still get the mail with her walker.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd go outside. That was her little field trip to go get the mail. And back and forth. And we'd go to Wegmans, stuff like that. And yeah, but she would cut us off on the phone, and she'd cut my brothers off. And it was very frustrating. Very frustrating.
How many siblings do you have, Damien?
I have four older brothers.
Okay.
Ranging from 10 to 9 to 7 to 3 years older than me.
Are they all over? Are they scattered?
Matt lives with me in Florida. We're about 15 minutes apart.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe, Mark, and Paul live in Pittsford and Fairport, New York, in upstate New York.
What made you to pretty much make the decision you needed to come back and move in with mom?
I'm not married.
Mm-hmm.
Never have been. Don't have kids. I thought to myself, since mom helped me so much, not just because she's my mom, but she helped me so much because of my disability. I deem it as a disability, even though my cerebral palsy, I was born with cerebral palsy 2 months premature. So mom really spent more time with me in school because I struggled with math and reading. And I felt that I owed it to her. I felt that I owed it to my brothers and their families, because they, for the previous 16 years, had taken care of mom when she was in stages 1 through 3, which are pretty much slowing up, older in age, not able to do as much around the kitchen or dust or clean. You know, your physical slows up, and your mental state starts to slow up. When I came back, it was really stages 4 through 7. But she kicked it into high gear when I came up. She came into moderate cognitive decline on stage four of dementia when I took over.
Damien, can they see that with an X-ray? What kind of tests will actually let you know if it's vascular dementia?
They could see it through. They did some tests on her brain, and it showed that her brain cognitively was not going to be as sharp. And we all pretty much were doing research and talked to several different doctors outside of the one that was working with mom. But he actually, when I took her to doctor appointments with my brother Joe, and sometimes it was just me, they would give her a test about, can you tell time? And they would put a clock in front of her, and they would tell her, can you move this clock to 2:30?
Mm.
And sometimes she could do it, and sometimes she couldn't. They would ask her questions like, who's the president of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she would get it right, and sometimes she would get it wrong.
And with all dementias, they're all going to progress. Is that true? That's true.
Yes, ma'am. Starting from Alzheimer's to vascular, which is the second type. Then you got dementia with Lewy bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got frontal lobe.
Frontal
frontal, frontotemporal dementia, which I believe Bruce Willis had.
Yeah.
Mixed dementia, and then there's young onset dementia.
And it's something I'm sure you never realized you would learn so much about.
Oh my goodness, it's a wealth of information. It really makes you think, made me think about how to handle my mother. Because when she progressed through the seven stages of dementia, when she hit stage five and you start getting into moderately severe cognitive decline and you start really kicking into stages five and six, you're kicking into the sundowner moments where I call them doggy downer moments, but they're called sundowner moments where, you know, mom's personality changed in a split second. And she got real nasty with me. And the first couple times that she did that with me, I reacted. And if you're a new caregiver, or if you're taking over responsibilities of being a caregiver, A, take directions from experienced aides because they'll know how to react and they'll teach you how to. If you react, it's going to be an awful situation. It's not going to turn out good because it's going to end up in an argument. The last thing you want to do with a dementia patient is, or client, is get in an argument.
Right.
So that's very important.
Yeah, you don't want to increase that agitation. Absolutely. I know probably getting help was very, very important, and that had to be a challenge as well in the beginning.
Oh yeah. Well, from the doctor's diagnosis, then we, as mom progressed to stage five and six, we had to rearrange the living room. We had to rearrange the bathroom. We had to put bars on the wall so that she could pull up from the bathroom. I had to create a system to get her on and off the bathroom, and she'd start weeping and crying. And this is when she started to say that she didn't want to be here anymore. And I would have to be that counselor by saying, Mom, you got 10 grandkids. You got a great grandchild. You got five sons that love you. And you know, you got a lot to live for, right? So with all that said, knowing the seven phases of dementia, knowing the different types of dementia, well, she had vascular dementia. So knowing that, it gave me more patience. I was able to assist her in a more intelligent way because everything in the living room and the bathroom, which were the two main areas, were set up in close proximity. She would only have to go from, and really it wasn't long before we took her out of the bedroom and her permanent place to sleep was in the living room with a hospital bed. She wasn't too thrilled about that, but she got used to it.
Yeah.
We probably watched over 1,000 movies in a 2-year period.
This is Damien Nesser, everyone. He's written the book Bloom Where You Are, and it's about his life, but basically it includes those last 2 years with him moving in with his mom who had dementia. Get the book. LifeIsAClassroom.net is a great way to get in touch with Damien Nesser. LifeIsAClassroom.net. If you're dealing in a similar situation, you may find it very, very valuable. And we thank him so much for sharing his life experience with us. Damien Nesser, heard here on Senior Radio Buffalo. We're glad you're listening.
From the Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew. Erie County isn't out of clear just yet, as more snow is on the way. Brandon Buckingham with AccuWeather says the snowfall won't be as intense as the most recent lake effect storm, but it could still create unsafe conditions.
We're kind of transitioning from, lake effect over to system snow, as we do have an Alberta Clipper diving its way through the Great Lakes. We do expect that to bring a period of unsettled weather, some accumulating snow, although it will be on the lighter end, a general 1 to 3 inches, but from about 2 to about 6, 7 p.m. this afternoon into this evening, we could see that period of gusty winds and that accumulating snow that could lead to some slick spots on roadways.
During a House Committee on Veterans Affairs, VA Undersecretary for Health Dr. Sharif El-Nahal backed Congressman Tim Kennedy and says Buffalo needs a new hospital for its veterans.
I'll tell you what keeps that facility running and it keeps the veterans coming back are the extraordinary staff that work there, the doctors, the nurses, the therapists, the social workers, the healthcare practitioners at every level that truly advance a world-class healthcare for our veterans despite the fact that the infrastructure and technology hasn't kept up at par with the outside private sector.
From the Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew.
At the opening of today's show, I talked about the movie, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. It's about a person who aged in reverse. That is, he became younger as time went on. Since the beginning of time, mankind has searched for the key to obtaining eternal youth. I have more than 70 years experience in the field of fitness, and I have learned many lifestyle habits that will minimize the effects of aging. And I'm not the only one. Being in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, I joined some real fitness pioneers, one of them being Jack LaLanne, who I think everybody listening to this show knows. The other was a fellow by the name of Bernard McFadden, which I'm sure most people don't know. McFadden constantly proved that age is just a number. For example, when he was approaching age 90, he performed physical feats such as skydiving out of an airplane and often showing his incredible athletic ability by jumping over the nets on various tennis courts. A little known fact is that McFadden wrote several papers on the subject of age reversal, and I was fortunate enough to actually obtain these very rare papers. Utilizing my own personal life experience and the information that I've gathered from the McFadden papers, I'm now about to start our own series on age reversal.
If you're interested in the Mr. Fitness Age Reversal series, you'll find out more on upcoming episodes of Senior Radio Buffalo, as well as upcoming video presentations and live events made possible by Erie County Senior Services. For more information, call 716-858-8526. That's 858-8526.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hi, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you. It is Senior Radio Buffalo time. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, because you know you're going to be entertained and you're going to learn something as well. And that's what I just love about this show. So many wonderful people cross our path in life, and so many have a wealth of knowledge and information to pass on to us. And that's why we love this hour of the day with you. Here's something fun to know. Pajamas originated in England. They evolved from nightgowns during World War I, so people could run outside immediately during an air raid and not trip over a long nightgown. And I think the word pajama is either Indian or Turkish, because they would have pants with a tunic over them. So they just took the name from it. But that's where pajamas came from. Isn't that interesting? Fun stuff. You know, if lifelong learning is your thing, you have tuned into the right show, because Carrie Peek is with us. And Carrie is the director of the Cheektowaga Senior Services. And let me tell you, they're constantly learning over in Cheektowaga. They're learning at all of our senior centers. Our senior centers are incredible places. Whether you want physical activity, you want mental activity, you want to travel, you want to be with like-minded people, meet some old friends from school. They're there waiting for you. New friends, re-meet old friends, and get going. Carrie, it's great to have you back on the show. You're a wealth of information that we really need.
Thank you, Linda. It's good to be here today. Yes, I think at the senior centers, these are probably one of our favorite things, because this gets our seniors in the door who may not have otherwise come. Our classes, and I'll use our University Express class, one of our near and dear programs that we partner with Erie County Senior Services, is probably the top, because lots of senior centers in our area offer it. So no matter where you live, you can get to a class. And ultimately, the topics are, and I tell you, I'm not even kidding, everything from soup to nuts. If you're a history buff, if you're a techie, if you're someone that wants to learn just oddball things, I attended a class on the history of bourbon in Buffalo, sat in on that class. I've had classes on herbal remedies. I've sat in on classes that have things to do with sports figures in Buffalo. How do the roads in our city get named? How do we do, you know, it's fascinating to me. And we bring in instructors that have been college professors, high school teachers, librarians, or really just people that are passionate about their subject matter. We have a gentleman who belongs to our center. He's a card-carrying member. He's also one of our star volunteers, but he's also one of the instructors for University Express. He used to work at a local, he used to work at Rich Products. Mm-hmm. He was their science guy. He made sure they knew when food was past its deadline, so to speak. And he's like the germ guy. So I went to his class to learn, how do I teach my husband that expiration dates on products really do mean something, right? It's important, right? So we're not eating things that we shouldn't. And I think if you are someone that just doesn't want to stop learning, it stretches our brain, right?
Sure.
Gets our gray matter moving again. Gives us a reason to get up in the morning and say, I'm going to learn something new today, but I'm going to purposefully do so, as opposed to just, we say, oh yeah, you're going to learn something new every day. It's kind of a cliche. But the reality is, at a senior center, that can happen all the time. And if it's not part of the University Express, and this is the hardest, is that there's seasons of it like there is for school, right? So we have semesters. So like right now in the summer, we don't have a University Express semester going on. It's mm-hmm. pretty much finished. So we have other programs at our centers, all the senior centers are offering, that are giving opportunities for our members to educate and learn things that are going to help them in their future, living their best life.
Now,
that's
our point. Would you take class over your computer?
You could, yes, through University Express. Some of them are recorded and you can watch them at your leisure. Some of them are live streamed. Some of them, it's an interactive mm-hmm. where you can do some Zoom stuff. We're doing more and more as the county links us all with this awesome technology. We're even doing intergenerational trivia where senior centers from the whole, all around the area are playing in their own center. Like our group from Cheektowaga is in our own conference room playing against senior centers all over in their own rooms.
Oh, I love
rooms,
that.
Right?
People are competitive.
And we're competing.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
But for some of the educational pieces, yes, if you need to do it over the computer, we can also help make that happen. Not always.
Right.
We do still love the in-person learning.
Yes, rather people
and
come in.
Truthfully, yeah. the seniors who take advantage of that, it's really helpful. And I think it's really good to know it's not sometimes it's things that you may not have known have changed. I'll give you an example. We work with our county clerk's office when rules change. We
yes.
know we're coming to that real ID mm-hmm. deadline.
Yes,
where they all
yes.
have to
we
have
just
the real
we just
ID,
spoke to Mickey
right?
Kearns about that.
Okay, mm-hmm. we're having them in our mm-hmm. senior center doing a clerk on the go. Most of the senior centers will be running programs like that on a regular basis. We are in touch with our local officials. We are in touch with people who are putting on educational seminars. Many senior centers open their doors for those opportunities. So it may not be something that I'm putting on with our staff at the center. It may be driven by another agency, but we're allowing them space in our building because we know it's really important for them to get that information
that
so
out
fantastic.
To the older.
Health screenings are another one.
Yes.
We can't possibly do enough health screenings, right? Bringing in the experts. You know, we are going to be doing a program on bone health in the fall because we know how important that is, healthy bones to our older adults and making sure you don't have fall hazards and things. But we're also doing, you know, basic vaccination clinics. You can come to your senior center and get all that information and all that done in one shot kind of thing. So it's a one-stop shop. There really truly is something there for everybody. And when it comes to your health and when it comes to learning, right, because we're keeping our brain healthy, you can do a ton of that at the local centers.
Yeah. So folks, in this case, we're talking to Carrie Peek, who is the director of the senior centers, senior services in Cheektowaga. That number, which you should have on speed dial, is 716-686-3930. And speaking of lifelong learning, Carrie, when the time comes, you have experts there who can help people with taxes, navigate Social Security. You've got the experts there. There's no reason. You have thought of so many different things, and you're always taking new advice from people. If people have questions about things coming up, you're there to help them.
Absolutely.
You say, tell us what it is you need.
Right.
And we're going to find that person for you.
That's exactly right. We have outreach coordinators. We're blessed in our town to have two full-time outreach coordinators who really do just that. They're case managers. They're linking seniors who need help with whatever kind of mm-hmm. help it is they need. And when we talk about learning, that's important too, right? One of the big things our outreach workers try to stress to many of our members, and we have experts coming in almost monthly, you could do it, on the scams that are affecting our older adults.
Yes.
How many guests have you had in talking about scams, talking about how people want to take advantage of our older adults? We could do one of those a week.
Mm-hmm.
Our district attorney comes in and helps us. Our attorney general comes in and helps us. Our police department comes in and helps us. We draw in all the resources. resources. We do all the work, and as older adults, it's, you know, your job then to just come and learn,
just
so that
come and
you
learn.
Can be prepared, you can be better advised. We work, you know, winter's coming, whether we know it or not, and we have some emergency preparedness trainings that the state mm-hmm. is offering, that our county is offering, and we as senior centers open our doors to allow those kind of things. So older adults are better prepared when the weather isn't as nice as we're seeing. You know, so I think it's really, really important to know, you know, we can really help you with so many other things that you may never have thought about to come to the center.
And this is an important one. You've got a new support group starting, Good Grief, which I think is so important.
We do. We've had input from a lot of our members who have experienced loss. Let's be honest, it doesn't always have to be a widows or widowers group. You may have experienced loss of a friend, of a child, of a sibling. Loss is loss. It's hard. And sometimes you just need to know that there's someone else feeling the same way you're feeling, to know that it's not unusual, to know that you're not odd, right? Mm-hmm. To know that you really are experiencing real feelings and real emotion. And our members have said, could we have some time for us to have like just conversational, you know, interaction, not a set script, mm-hmm. if you will. It'll be facilitated by a staff member from our center, simply because we want to make sure everybody has a turn,
right?
And that things are kept organized. But the reality is, it will take its path
yes.
from what the members of the group decide they mm-hmm. need to talk about that day. And I think that that's really important, that peer support is critical. And I know other senior centers have similar things. So if not Cheektowaga, look at your own center, look at one near you, find a friend who's attending one. I always say your friends are your best resources. Pick their brain, ask them what they're doing. But that grief piece is really important to process. There's not a timeline. We all know that. It happens for each of us in a very different way. And I think our members would share those things. I think our seniors who asked for mm-hmm. this kind of group to come to be are the ones that they know the benefit. They've been searching different places for groups that they feel comfortable. And I'm delighted that they felt comfortable enough to come to our center staff and ask us if this is something we would host. It's
and
really
and folks, as we know, it's wonderful that our pets are living longer, but when they pass away, that's loss too.
Absolutely.
If you have had a dog for 15 years, mm-hmm. that dog's a member of the family. Mm-hmm. If you've had a cat for 20 years, that loss is loss.
And our members would say mm-hmm. that very same thing. Mm-hmm. And they would say it's important to talk about.
Right.
It's important to get those feelings
People
out.
Say, oh, just go get another one. You know, that's...
Not for everybody.
No, no.
Not the
Can
answer
be for some
everybody.
People, but yep. not for everybody.
Yep.
Carrie Peek is the incredible director of Cheektowaga Senior Services, and their number over in Cheektowaga is 716-686-3930. You can get the other numbers for the other senior centers, 716, through this number, 686-3930. Carrie, we started talking about the lifelong learning and the fact that you have University Express, which I just love. If we've piqued somebody's interest because they had a very interesting job, can they contact the senior center about teaching one of these?
They absolutely can. And that's a great segue into that whole volunteer mm-hmm. piece. Sometimes seniors want to come to the center because they have so much to offer.
Yes.
Our seniors teaching University Express, they're not all professors. They are seniors passionate about their topic. If that is something that interests you, you absolutely can call us. We'll connect you with the right people. Or if you know somebody mm-hmm. who has a great, you know, great desire to share what they
right.
know, hook them up with us. We would love to hear from them because that's how we continue to offer more all the time.
And that's who we are at this point in our life. We have that opportunity to keep learning. It keeps our brains elastic.
Absolutely.
We don't want to just do Wordle. That's fun. Okay. But we want more. We want more and more, and we should have more and more. We should build our lives so they are bursting with new friends and new experiences. Folks, not everybody gets to be a senior. We're lucky. We're a specific group, okay? And I want everybody to know the biggest, best experiences are waiting for you. They're still to happen. We want to thank Carrie Peek. She's the director of the Cheektowaga Senior Services. Your senior center is your very, very best resource. 716-686-3930. Zero is the Senior Center in Cheektowaga, and we are Senior Radio Buffalo.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS Shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. Linda Pellegrino with you. Hey, hummingbirds are tiny, but bee hummingbirds are the tiniest versions. At only 2.5 inches long and weighing less than a dime, they are often mistaken for insects. So be careful before you swat. Come spring or summer when we start seeing hummingbirds again. Hey, folks, there's no doubt that the seasons are changing, and we talk about the seasons of our life changing as well. You're going to be having your relatives in for the holidays. How's everybody doing? Are you taking care of your elderly relatives? Maybe you're getting elderly yourself, and maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your siblings. You all love each other, but as we change, our medical needs change. Now, that we all know. But did you know that as we get older and older, you don't have to lose control over what you're going to need or what you may want as far as your health care is concerned? Well, let me explain. This is a great time of year to take a good look, take a conversation, and speak with Roxanne Sorensen from Elder Care Solutions. She is an expert care manager. Maybe you live in the Southern Tier. Maybe you're way up in Niagara County. Mom or dad are living in Erie County. What's the plan if mom or dad suffer a fall, let's say, and need immediate care? What happens after they get to the hospital and you're told they need short-term rehab, they need long-term rehab? We need to start making decisions. Are you going to bury your head in the sand and say, I'm not going to face that until I get there? Because if you do, you're really not giving your parents the best care, because you don't have those answers. And that's going to cost you time. And time is something your elderly parents may not have, to be waiting for a facility that opens up, or thinking you're going to go into one place when you actually don't even, you don't qualify at all. Roxanne Sorensen is your expert. Roxanne, jump in. You see this all the time, and it doesn't have to be so.
It doesn't. I think now is the time to have these conversations. Holidays, everyone says, oh, I don't want to ruin the holiday. I find it opposite. It's mm-hmm. a good time to bring it to the table. Holidays, it's not ruining it, it's educating. And I think everyone has to stop being afraid of having those conversations. If you're making a decision to go on vacation, you made a decision, right? If you want to go out to dinner, you're making a decision. What is the difference about talking about what the next steps are as we get older? We plan until we retire. Why do we stop planning at retirement? That's our most crucial time is then to what are those next pieces. And yes, we would all love to retire and take the cruise and travel the world, but that may not happen. And when that doesn't happen, then what do we do? You know, then we panic and we make uninformed decisions. We waste a lot of time. We waste a lot of money. I will tell you, still to this day, I found people in their 90s that still don't have a power of attorney, ooh, which I still shake my head about.
Wow.
I mean, if at the age of 18, you should have a power of attorney. So why at 90 do you still not have one? And some of it is trust. They don't. They think they're going to lose control. They don't understand mm-hmm. that the power of attorney is only activated when you are not able to make those decisions. Maybe you have to have surgery and you're going to go under anesthesia. That would be the time.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean it's for life. You know, if I get dementia, yes, then there's a time that would make sense. But it's the fear of giving up control, and I think that's why we also fear having the conversation.
Right.
Is we really don't want to know the answers.
But you know what? I think loved ones will always learn something new that they didn't know, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Agreed.
So get Roxanne in there to help you out.
I tell people, just come in once. It's mm-hmm. a consultation.
Right.
What does it hurt to just brainstorm? I mean, we spend more time, you know, worrying about the Buffalo Bills mm-hmm. or the Sabres or our sports teams, right? And we get all jacked up about them, right? Well, we should be doing the same thing for our loved ones.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it shows how much you
the
love
plan.
Them. But that's yes. love. That's love.
Yeah.
Burying your head in the sand is not. And you're going to
no.
find that out when now you need to make decisions, and those decisions aren't there for you, and you're wasting time.
And you're emotional.
Yes.
I mean, when your loved one's in an ER and you're not sure what's happening, you're not really thinking clearly. You're
mm-hmm.
not even hearing what they're saying to you. And you're just agreeing with whatever's being said. Well, you may now have just sent your loved one to a facility that you would never have made that decision
mm-hmm.
if you had been more cognizant of your choices.
That's so true. And Elder Care Solutions can do that. They help they can accompany your older adult to medical appointments and advocate on their behalf. They can provide guidance when issues arise. They can customize plans of care to meet the older adult's daily needs. Assist in assembling a competent team of home care professionals. I wouldn't know how to do that. I wouldn't even know where to start. How about ongoing reevaluation of plan to ensure the older adult is achieving his or her goals?
Yeah, because we all change, right?
Right.
Every day we change. So just because what I did last year doesn't mean that this year is the same. Every year we reevaluate our health insurance, right? Medicare, this is the timing. Everyone's looking at their health insurance. This should be your trigger. Every October, November, you should rethink about, okay, what are my goals for next year? What do I need? Yes, it will change because your health changes,
mm-hmm.
sometimes on a dime. But have a basic baseline conversation once a year. Maybe this time of year, because this is what you're used to changing with your health insurance.
Right. You know, when I think of how you can act as a liaison between providers, you have no idea when someone now needs that next step of care, how many people you're going to be dealing with. Your head will spin, like you say. But you're the person who knows all these providers and knows the phone call. I mean, I'm going to be looking at a list of phone numbers and not knowing where my help is going to be. You're going to eliminate all that and go right to the phone number where the person
Absolutely.
Is standing by waiting. This is the kind of thing you want for yourself and your loved ones. You don't want to be willy-nilly wondering what's going to happen. Roxanne is there. She can talk with you, and she can work with your attorneys as well, like you say, to make sure the documents are in place so you keep control of your future. I'm telling you, even oversight from a medical facility such as rehab upon their return home with the implementation of support and services. So yeah, rehab's going to say, sure, you can take your loved one home, but you're going to need help. How do you know what to do?
Right.
Where
they
do you go?
They have us help them.
Right?
They have us go evaluate their home first. We've done
right.
many cases where the nursing homes are the ones hiring us to evaluate the person housed and make sure that it's a safe return and make sure all the services are in place. We work as a team. It's everything is about being a team, and the family and the client themselves are the leaders of that team.
And you can also help to see if that older adult can get benefits and is entitled for Medicaid. That alone is a very, very complicated situation, but you understand it and you can help someone get those services as soon as possible because you understand the Medicaid stipulations.
Yeah, my team are experts in the Medicaid area. I've trained them all. They're well-versed. They stay abreast of all what the rules and regs are. And I pride ourselves on being able to walk the families through that system along with the VA system. The VA system is just as complicated as Medicaid. And if that spouse of a veteran is entitled to benefits, we will get them. If the veteran themselves, there's reasons these benefits are out there. You just need to know how to get through the complicated mess.
You know, if you think you have great doctors, you want Roxanne Sorensen on your team as well, coordinating, connecting the older adult caregiver with other resources such as support groups, educational literature, websites, healthcare specialists. It goes on and on as we age, folks. We need different people in our health care team, and Roxanne can help you be the captain of that team to make sure they're there when you need them. You're not asking questions and wondering who the neighbor used or having someone in who ends up stealing. All of these things go away. Roxanne Sorensen from Elder Care Solutions, and the time to call is now. 716-823-1476. Tell them Linda said, I got to call you. 716-823-1476. Heard here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show you,
this program was paid for by Senior Radio.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
ABC News.
This holiday season, surprise everyone on your list with the best gifts. Tickets to see their favorite artist live. Choose from thousands of concerts and comedy shows, including Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige, Matt Matthews, Metallica, Thomas Rhett, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Sarah Silverman, and so many more. Share a memory together or give a gift they'll never forget. Find the most exciting gift for every fan at LiveNation.com/gifts. That's LiveNation.com/gifts.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
I'm Kyle Stepp, a proud New Mexican, paratriathlete, and Be Well customer. After I lost my leg, I found a new purpose in life. With the help of Be Well, New Mexico's health insurance marketplace, I can push myself to be the best athlete I can be. Be Well connected me to low-cost, quality coverage from providers I trust. I stopped worrying about medical bills and started living my best life. Sign up for affordable coverage today at BeWellNM.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Signing your first lease is a big move. Make it happen with resources from Nucenda Credit Union. Our no-cost credit score tool is a great way to build financial confidence and take control of your credit. When you log into mobile or internet banking and opt in, you can check your score as much as you like with no impact. Join thousands of members who have already discovered our credit score tool and start reaching your financial goals today so you can enjoy your new place in style. Learn more at Nucenda.org. Insured by NCUA, new members must qualify for membership.